Ian Scholes, the March 26th wireless reporter spanning the wireless world showed up in my inbox with a story about Charmed Technologies, claiming that this outfit blends style and substance in grand fashion. All right, I bit. I clicked the link and went to the Charmed Technologies website. It had graphics and sounds. It took a few seconds to load, and after it did, I looked around and couldn't really find any actual products except a developer's kit for something called Charmit. Photographs accompanying this thingy showed skinny models wearing oversized goggles. I wasn't too sure exactly what it did, but it would cost you $2,000 to put it together yourself. Looking for clues, I went to another part of the site, promoting what it called the Brave New Unwired Fashion Show, a professionally produced Paris-Milan-style runway extravaganza so extraordinary there is a patent pending. Wow, probably be able to order it over the internet someday at runwayextravaganza.com. But what was it? Quote, the stunning models are wearing the latest in forward fashion while displaying and demonstrating the most futuristic technology. The event is a cutting-edge, high-energy, multimedia event presenting the integration of computers into fashion, unquote. Okay. They want to make bracelets that send email. I got it. But here was the clincher. Quote, when available, celebrities, superstar athletes bring additional magnetism to the show, unquote. Well, how do you argue with that? Yes, celebrities, superstar athletes can bring magnetism to any show, but they do have to be available, don't they? It's like saying, if Julia Roberts were sitting on my couch, her dazzling smile might light up the room. Of course, Julia Roberts is not sitting on my couch, but if she were, boy, oh boy, could I move a lot of product if I had product to move, of course. Does anybody anymore? Like they say, when available, actual usable products can bring customers to any website. Going back to the wireless reporter, I learned that one of the founders of Charm Technology was Katrina Baralova, a former Czechoslovakian intelligence agent and model. A Czech spy and a model. Well, that explained a lot of things. The somewhat fractured English on the website, the promise of glamour, the withholding of any actual information about the nature of what they actually sold, the concept of making a piece of fine jewelry that's also a cell phone, computer, data organizer, laser gun, and x-ray specs that you have to put together yourself. I love the internet. Like they say, when available, Czechoslovakian supermodel spies can make any web surfer feel like James Bond. If you have the disposable income, of course, and if the futuristic technology actually exists. I gotta go.